Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
I'm very excited to say my guest is someone that I've had lots of dealings with over the last number of years. I've eaten lots of his food. He's even helped me cook a couple of Christmas dinners along the way. Chef Oliver Dunn is here. Oliver, how are you?
How are you? How's things?
I'm very good. Thanks good for coming in. Good to see you too. There's lots to get to, and I know this week is Halloween week, and Listeners are firing in questions about Halloween. We'll get to that. We're going to jump forward in time now, if that's okay with everybody, to Christmas. And calm down. We're not playing any Christmas music or anything. We're talking about the fact that Ireland has been researched by Lidl, and they found some things out about us about Christmas, haven't they?
Yeah. So there's market research done on, I suppose, what people like and what people hate when it comes to Christmas and Christmas dinner. And I think a lot of people sit are very much so traditional when it comes to Christmas. They have the same thing year after year after year.
81% of us apparently eat the same
and
thing.
And I would have expected that to be higher.
Yeah, okay.
I would have expected that to be higher. Because I know in my house, if, you know, true from childhood up, like if anyone suggests anything
else, but the traditional
they're
dinner.
Gone. Yeah. Like they'd be out in the garden. So, I was surprised with that. But then there's the other side as well, who are the more risk adverse. Okay. And every year try something new, try a new ingredient, new dish, new, you know, will we go goose this year, duck, whatever protein they go with, and
try something new.
It's the fear of trying it and then not liking it.
Sometimes you're better off not saying if you're trying something new. So one year, right, I found a recipe. Now go with me for a second, this may be an abomination to you, but I found a recipe, this was a long time ago, easily 15, 20 years ago, for, you know, ginger cake, you know, the kind of the one you get in the shop. It was ginger cake stuffing, right? Now, it's still savory stuffing.
I know,
I can see it in your face. And the problem was, it was delicious, right?
Okay.
But I told my wife and mother-in-law that I was making gingerbread, ginger cake stuffing. And they were like, oh, no, I wouldn't, jeez, no. I just love normal sage and onion stuff. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? And when it came out, it was gorgeous. And everyone who I didn't tell was like, this is amazing. They were like, no, I still prefer it. And then I was like, that was the key. It was like, okay, now if you're going to serve up beef versus turkey, people will know. But if you want a little subtle change, maybe just say nothing in the kitchen.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't cop on or wouldn't
yeah,
they
eat
the
it and go, oh, delicious.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the reason why for Feast by Lidl we've created two completely different menus.
Okay, so this is naughty or nice. This is a great idea. So so it'll run from the 8th and 9th of November in the Chocolate Factory in Dublin. So the idea is you go in and you decide you want, like, so nice is traditional.
Nice is traditional side.
And naughty is a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, a little bit more risque.
Okay.
So the challenge was, I've been partnered up and to showcase the amazing deluxe Christmas range that Lidl
have. Okay? Right, gotcha.
So it's all locally sourced, incredible high quality food. And when I was in the stores and looking around and creating these menus and picking out what, I was like blown away by the choice.
Okay, right.
Like it's you've literally everything.
Okay.
You know, so it was quite easy, but then quite challenging because you're coming up with a menu with such wide varieties. But we focused on the traditional side is all the stuff that everyone has Christmas, your turkey, your ham, the prawns, the
sprouts.
The sprouts is obviously something that people don't like. You've got the things that people don't like,
okay,
which are things like sprouts, chestnuts, cranberries. They're the more decisive kind of ingredients. So we come up with two completely separate tasting menus. One for the traditionalists,
the nicer.
Yeah. And then one for the naughty.
Okay.
So it's a really good concept.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I have to say, I'm really looking forward to it. The 8th and 9th. There's a little birdie tells me there might be another day launched.
Oh, that popular already. Okay.
And keep your eye on, I suppose, Lidl Ireland's social pages.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great.
And 100% of the ticket proceeds are going to Family Carers Ireland, which is a wonderful thing Lidl are doing there as well. But I suppose that's the thing about Christmas dinner is there's no reason for 100% of your dinner to be traditional. Like, if you want your turkey and ham, go for it.
Yeah.
But there's loads of other little bits you can do. You could be your starter, could be a dessert, could be, you know, a soup course could be like, there's loads of things you could do that would be a little bit more adventurous, but just introduce these things slowly. And then, you know,
it's people just have a fear of adding something. It's the one day a year.
Yeah.
There's no, you have to wait till the next year to correct your mistake,
yeah,
you know?
That's true, yeah.
And they have fear. But when you're buying,
they
really
still talk about the gingerbread stuffing in my house, so yeah, maybe.
When you've a level of cooking and you it's, keep it simple is what I would say to everyone. Keep it simple. Buy really good ingredients. Cook them simply.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be disappointed, you know? It's not the end of the world.
It isn't the end of the world.
I'm definitely a convert. Over the last probably 5 years, I've moved away from traditional, and every year now we try something new.
So what was, say, last Christmas, can you remember, like, or one of the ones that you stood out in your mind, you went, oh, that was a different one?
I done beef Wellington.
Mmm, popular, yeah. I've seen that in a few people's plates, yeah.
So, now, and every time I announce I'm doing something different, obviously,
yes,
I get the gingerbread stuffing reaction.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think it's worth it.
Okay, and so look, you've a lot of restaurants around the place. I know one Balls Bridge Bar and Restaurant is doing really well out in Balls Bridge. You've got my neck of the woods in Malahide. I'm Portmarnock, but in Malahide, there's a called Bon Appetit. You have the Ribeye Steakhouse, you have Pink, you have Beef and Lobster. You've about 11 of them, don't you?
I had 10, and then we Cleaver East Restaurant closed down then this August. The hotel has been renovated for 2 years, so we're closed. So of 9 now.
9 on your hands, yeah. As a Michelin starred chef, if you were talking to an average Joe like me or anyone who's listening now, is there one thing somebody could do at home to elevate their cooking? Is there one kind of skill set or one, you know, type, like, I'm thinking straight away celeriac foam, because that was always on every Michelin, every time I watch a MasterChef or see a Michelin star thing, it's always something like that. But is it something like, you know, not that specifically, but I'm being facetious, but like, you know, learning how to cook a certain type of a sauce, like a mother sauce or a foam or a way to cook meat, what's the one thing somebody could do, go, if you did that and you learned that and you practiced that and you got that right, everything else would elevate? Or is there no answer to that?
There's no answer to that, but you said a key word into that, which was practice.
Okay, right.
Because regardless of what you're doing, you just have to accept the fact, the first time you do any recipe that you get from any cookbook online, the chances of you cooking it and creating it 100% is nil. So over the years, you accept the fact that I would always say it takes about 2 or 3 goes at anything to perfect it.
Okay.
You know, the first time you decide the first time you roasted your turkey at Christmas.
Yeah. It wasn't as good as the second or third or fourth time.
Same. Right, so that's it. So it's just practice. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Don't be beating yourself up over it. And how wrong can it be? And just try.
Well,
just practice.
Yeah. Other than undercooked learning, or burnt, like everything else in between is going to be fine.
And if it's burnt, just eat it.
Just eat it, he says the Michelin star chef.
Get out.
Okay, tell you what, if you have questions for Oliver, get them in on 087-4100-102, because we do need to come back in time now, away from the Christmas for a minute, and come back to this week and Halloween. Because let's face it, for Halloween, yes, it's mostly about kids going out trick-or-treating and picking up a huge bucket of sweets that nobody needs. But there's dinner to be had. There's food, good food to be eaten around the Halloween time. So I'm going to pick Oliver's brain. So if you have any questions about anything you want to know about for this Halloween, get them in on 087-4100-102, and we'll use our Michelin-starred brain here and get some tips off him for Halloween. Some of your reaction on 087-4100-102. Andy says, love the ginger stuffing idea, Dave. We do chicken stuff with haggis every year.
Oh.
I love haggis. Yeah. But my best mate's married to a Scottish woman, and neeps and tatties.
That's right.
And a bit of haggis is absolutely amazing. Although Andy loved my ginger stuffing idea, Maeve says, has a shocked face, or is it angry? Actually, it might be an angry face. My face in reaction to hearing about Dave's ginger cake stuffing. It was delicious, I'm telling you. Karen always has beef and ham rather than turkey and ham.
Yeah.
A lot of people try that. Okay, let's go get on to the Halloween stuff now, because there's loads of like pressure, certainly in my house, to do a Halloween dinner on the day of Halloween, right before the kids go out. We want to give them something in their bellies before they walk out and they get all the sweets. So I don't know why we've created this tradition in our house, but we do Culcannon, so mash with kale in it, and we do gammon steaks. I don't know where they came from. I don't know. Yeah. Is there anything Halloween-y about them? I don't know.
Culcannon, I get it. Kale, the time of year and season that it is.
Right.
Gammon steaks, I
don't know.
Not
we just came up with
an association.
Yeah,
we decided. It's probably just the more family households.
And now that's the thing we have to do, and they give out to us if we ever suggest anything else. Again, it's getting like Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk to me about kale for a minute. First of all, what the hell is kale?
It is something that should be banned.
Yes! Oliver Dunn!
It is. It is. They have cleverly made a vegetable out of all the outer leaves that people usually would throw away on a cabbage. You know, the dark green.
Is that genuinely what
they
are?
No, it isn't. But that's what it tastes
like. All right, okay.
It's a really bitter veg that is around the Halloween, and it's now the super smooth spoof is kale,
yeah,
isn't it?
Okay, because that's the thing, like, if you love to eat kale and this will happen, yeah,
kale and a few smoothies. Blueberries and all of a sudden you're a superhuman.
I do remember a bad joke I told one time, which was, if you're ever cooking with kale, make sure to oil your chopping board really well so that everything slides really easily into the bin, because that's where it should be.
But alternatively to kale, you can just use cabbage.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, for Culcannon particularly, like, just use cabbage. Savoy cabbage would be one of my favourites. Or York, and as a quick recipe for Culcannon, literally get Savoy cabbage or kale.
Sure,
absolutely,
you can go with that.
I know the Moore family be raging if they didn't get some kale Culcannon this coming Friday. But literally, loads of butter, throw in your kale, some spring onions, sweat your kale and spring onions off. Then make some mashed potato. And you could, I like it kind of a little bit chunky. I don't like a really smooth mash. I like a little bit, some lumps in it, not too much. Yeah. And then you mix your buttery cabbage and spring onion mix into your mash.
Are you chopping
bit
that?
Of cream. Yeah, chop it all down. Take the stems out, take the cores out, use as much of the tender leaves as possible.
And
it's really delicious. But what makes delicious
is the butter.
Is the butter and the cream.
And the spring onions.
I got you.
Claire says, Oliver, my kids love to carve pumpkins, but I really enjoy the taste of pumpkin. Do you have any Halloween recipes with pumpkins, or any recipes at all, I suppose?
Yeah, so the pumpkins that people would be carving would be the jack-o'-lanterns, which wouldn't be used traditionally in cooking.
Right.
What's usually used in cooking is actually squash. Same family, but
butternut squash, right.
And it's in all shops all year round. You can always get butternut squash. So, two things I like to do with butternut squash. One is a butternut squash soup.
Yeah.
Really, really simple. Butternut squash and ginger.
Okay.
And you just get a whole butternut squash, peel it down, dice it up into as small cubes, get ready to go. About a thumb sized piece of fresh ginger, right? About 50 grams of butter, and sweat off the ginger, pumpkin, bit of salt and butter, low heat, put a lid on it and just let it cook really, really slowly. Like, when I say a low heat, if your range goes up to number 10, you put it on number 2.
Gotcha, low, proper low.
Salt in at the start, a little pinch of sugar, and you just let it cook and break down in its own juices. It might take about 45 minutes stirring it. When it's completely soft, take the lid off, turn the heat up then, and then all the water that will come out of it, evaporate all the water to concentrate it, and then throw in some stock, meaning a stock cube and some water, splash of cream and blend it. And it's just stunning, and it's so simple. And all it is ginger, butternut squash, stock, a little bit of cream.
Amazing.
And it's delicious.
Sounds brilliant.
Great for winter.
Here's one for you. Stephen says, we recently got a pizza oven over the summer. We haven't used it in weeks. We're having family over for Halloween. I was wondering, do you have any good pizza Halloween ideas? Is there anything you think of?
Yeah, it's tell Stephen is pretty weird.
It is, definitely.
Pretty weird. But again, I suppose you could stick with the squash. And another great pairing of squash, I find, is cheese, and particularly things like goat cheese, blue cheese.
Lovely,
stuff
actually.
Like that. So that'd be an avenue you could go down. You could do a simple margarita pizza. The squash, when it's cooked before, you wouldn't put the squash on raw.
No.
You would have to cook it. I would suggest roasting it and taking then the scoops of cooked squash would be really sweet.
Okay.
So it'd be a sweet element to pizza. It wouldn't be too bad.
Then
a little bit of goat cheese, a little bit of blue cheese. I think it would be nice. You could put a few pecans over the top of it, a bit of maple syrup.
Okay.
You might have something tasty.
Marion says, do you have any clever ideas for using up leftover Halloween chocolate?
Hard one, because
it's cheap.
Halloween chocolate wouldn't be the highest brow chocolate
that
you could be buying. I've never successfully come up with a dish with Freddo's. So,
which is disappointing, Oliver.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have had two Michelin stars.
I had have cracked that one.
That.
Freddo's and Quality Streets. I am... just eat them and enjoy
it. You're right. Marion says, Dave, what's a traditional Halloween dish? Barnbrack.
Yeah,
there you go.
Barnbrack. I suppose outside of that, I don't know of really anything else
traditional
around Halloween time.
If we went back
with the ring in it, remember
the ring,
tooth breaker.
What we do in our house is we buy a bar. Now, I love it. No one in my house likes Barnbrack except me, right? I love it. So then my missus cuts it into like bits or whatever, and then she puts €1 coins wrapped in cling film into the little slices. Then the kids come down, they just tear the thing apart, get the coin, and then I'm left like putting butter on like crumbs of Barmbrack for about a week. It's delicious.
It's just all them fruit kind of cakes, yeah, like Barmbrack, nice. like Christmas pudding, same thing.
Yeah, People aren't
really into the really high fruit cakes.
No, you're right. Oliver, it's an absolute pleasure to catch up with you. It's been a while. Don't forget, Oliver's got 9 restaurants dotted around the city, from One Balls Bridge Bar and Restaurant. He's got Bon Appetit and Malahide and Pink Restaurant and loads of them. But also, he is going to be in the Chocolate Factory in Dublin from the 8th and 9th and possibly more in November, doing Feast by Lidl's Are You Naughty or Nice? And thanks for all the Halloween tips.
No problem.
It's Love great it. To catch up. Thanks a million. Oliver Dunn with Dave Moore. Cheers. Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.